Welcome to Earth Matters, coming to you live today here on Gila Mimbres Community Radio, KURU 89.1 FM. This is Allison Civic, Executive Director of Gila Resources Information Project, and I'm your host for today's program. In the interest of full disclosure, let me say that GRIP is one of the partners in the Gila Conservation Coalition, which I also direct. So we're going to be talking about some GCC events coming up. So the topic of our program today is environmental films and Gila River music. This Saturday night, the Gila Conservation Coalition will be hosting its fourth Wild and Scenic Film Festival up at the Buckhorn Opera House. In addition, GCC will be releasing its music CD and film DVD entitled Wild Gila Forever Free. And it's a compilation with Gila River songs written by local songwriters and films about the Gila River produced locally, too. It will be a special night, and with me today here in the studio to talk about the event and share with us some of the music from the CD are Claire Catlett with the Gila Conservation Coalition, Joni Connors, a GCC volunteer and mastermind behind the CD and DVD, Azima Anderson and Andrew Dalberdeen, both local songwriters and musicians, will be sharing their music with us today. So good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
So Claire, let's start with you. Saturday is a big night, and what do you have planned for us with the Wild and Scenic Film Festival?
Well, it will be, as you said, our fourth annual Wild and Scenic Film Festival, and it's the first time we're doing it at the Buckhorn Saloon and Opera House. It'll be in the Opera House in Pinos Altos. And the doors will open at 6, but we'll get the films and the event started at 6:30, and it will go on until 9:30 in the evening.
Okay, so what's it all about? What's the Wild and Scenic Film Festival all about?
This is a great opportunity for the Gila Conservation Coalition to involve its members. We have so many passionate members in our community in being inspired by these films that are from activists all over the world who also are passionate about their local communities and the environmental issues that they work on within their communities. So this is a great chance for us to be inspired by these environmental films and also connect as a community for our Gila River.
That's great. And how did the Wild and Scenic Film Festival get its start? Because this is something that, you know, happens every year over in California, but then travels around the country, right?
Exactly. This is a film festival that's put on by the South Yuba River Citizens League, which is based out of California, Nevada City, California. And the SYCL, they hosted their first Wild and Scenic Film Festival 12 years ago to honor their success of getting wild and scenic status for the 39 miles of the South Yuba River in 1999. Since then, they've hosted a three-day film festival event featuring over 100 guest speakers, celebrities and activists who all bring a human face to their environmental movement. The Home Festival in Nevada City, California, kicks off the national tour, which is what we are part of with the Gila Conservation Coalition, and is also part of 100 other communities nationwide who allow the South Yuba River Citizens League to share their success as an environmental group with others. And this is a way for all of us, all 100 communities nationwide, to connect as grassroots organizations and connect over a common goal to use film to inspire activism.
Great. So you said that this is the fourth year that the Gila Conservation Coalition has put this film festival on. What are some of the films that that you'll be showing this year, and what's the theme?
The Gila Conservation Coalition always enjoys focusing on rivers, and especially rivers that are threatened with dams and other, you know, threats. So this year's theme for the overall festival is empowerment. So there are a couple films that focus on hydroelectric dams and also the deconstruction of dams so that they can improve conservation on rivers.
So you have one of the feature films is Damocracy, right? Can you tell us
right.
about that film?
Yes. Damocracy is by filmmaker Todd Southgate and also with International Rivers. It's a short documentary that exposes the myth of dams as green energy through two examples from Amazonia and Mesopotamia, the Belo Monte Dam in Brazil and the Ilisu Dam in Turkey. The documentary shows the potential disasters that these dams would cause on cultural heritage, wildlife, and local communities who rely on the rich natural resources provided by the Tigris and Xingu rivers. The film also questions the sanity of climate change solutions that depend on the destruction of the lungs of the earth and the cradle of civilization. And most importantly, this film is a call to action to save the priceless natural and cultural heritage being gambled for the interest of a few.
Yeah, that film was pretty striking to me when we were screening a whole bunch of films that we thought we would like to show. And that one, I think people will be very inspired by the folks that have come together, especially that the dam in Turkey, which I can't even believe will flood the cradle of civilization and all these archaeological sites. It's just, it's heartbreaking to hear. But anyway, we're gonna show that, and people can check that out. So what else? We've got some animations,
right?
Trying to mix it up a bit.
We do try and make this a family event, so making it appeal to all ages. One animated film that is a sequel to The Story of Stuff, which you showed about 2 years ago, is called The Story of Solutions. It's by the same director, Annie Leonard, and Jonah Sachs. The Story of Solutions explores how we can move our economy in a more sustainable and just direction, starting with orienting ourselves towards a new goal. In the current game of more, we're told to cheer a growing economy, more roads, more malls, more stuff, even though our health indicators are worsening and income inequality is growing. But if we change the point of the game, which is what this film is about, we could ask the question of, what if the goal of our economy wasn't more, but better? And then we could have better health, better jobs, and a better chance to survive on the planet. And shouldn't that be what winning means?
Yeah, that's great. Those films by Annie Leonard are terrific and fun. And there's another animation, right? The Story of the Spindle, is that right?
Yeah, that's a very sweet film directed by Drew Christie, who's also an illustrator. In this animation, it's a man and a sperm whale having a conversation about who is smarter. And each one is able to list the various upsides and downsides of human and cetacean brains, but eventually come to an understanding that music connects all of us.
Right, and I misspoke. It's the Song of the Spindle, is that right?
Yes, the Song of the Spindle.
Okay, all right, that's great. What else? There's some really beautiful films, right? The cinematography is really beautiful in some of these films. What can you tell us about?
Paramos is a beautiful film that was filmed in the high biome region that is called Paramos, and that means it's a neotropical high mountain biome, and it's above tree line. And this film was taken in Bogota, Colombia. So just gorgeous scenery. And it really shows that Paramos ecosystems are part of a natural machine that has sustained Bogota for centuries. And today, these special ecosystems, Paramos, are threatened by mining, ranching, and large-scale agriculture. And really, millions could suffer if our Paramos around the world are not conserved.
Right. Great. So, fun night. It's going to be a fun night. There's going to be some music, right? You can tell us, we're going to talk a little bit more about the CD here in a couple minutes, but tell us Saturday night what we're going to be doing for music.
It's going to be also the Gila Conservation Coalition CD release party. We had a CD of local artists who wrote songs and performed them, and this is the Wild Gila Forever Free CD. And we'll also be debuting those musicians with their songs. So throughout the night, we'll be entertained by live music from the musicians on this album.
Great. And again, like we do every year, a free raffle, right? So all people have to do is fill out their name and address on the back of their admission ticket, and tell us about the raffles.
We have some great raffle items. The national sponsors of the Wild and Scenic Film Festival, Patagonia, Cliff Bar, Clean Canteen, Sierra Nevada Brewing, there are raffle items from each of those. We also have other raffle items from local sponsors, including Gila Hike and Bike, and local artists. We have some nice fine art that will be raffled off as well.
We've got the Gila Book of Photography and Essays by Michael Berman, mm-hmm. right? And of course, the Wild Gila Forever Free CD. People will get a chance through their admission to get one of those CDs for free.
Right, yes. We have also the release of the CD, which could be raffled. And then we also have our admission where you can purchase the CD for an admission price.
Okay. So, and we're going to talk about the CD here in a couple minutes. But Claire, tell us, since we've been talking about admission, tell us how much it costs for admission.
This is a membership event for the Gila Conservation Coalition, so we're encouraging all members to attend for a discounted price of $10. Otherwise, it would be $12 at the door, and we welcome all students for a free admission. A special price for admission for a combination GCC membership will be offered at $20, and all proceeds from the Film Fest and sales of our CD-DVD set will benefit the Gila Conservation's work to protect the Gila River.
Starts at 6:30. Doors open at 6.
Doors open at 6. There'll be beverages, you know, for sale at the Opera House, and just live music, great films, and all of our favorite members. So it's going to be a great event, and I hope anyone that's listening right now will be there.
And for more information, where can people go for more information?
Yes, please visit the Gila Conservation Coalition's website, www.gilaconservation.org.
All right, Claire, thanks. We'll be right back after this short break and continue our discussion about Saturday night's Wild and Scenic Film Festival and CD-DVD release party. Welcome back to Earth Matters here on KURU 89.1 FM. This is Allison Civic, your host for today's program. We're here today with Claire Catlett and Joni Connors talking about the Gila Conservation Coalition's Wild and Scenic Film Fest and the Gila River CD-DVD release party this Saturday, June 7th at 6:30 p.m. at the Buckhorn Opera House in Pinos Altos. So we're going to shift gears here. Joni Connors is going to tell us about the new Gila River CD DVD compilation called Wild Gila Forever Free. And Joni, to kick it off for us, tell us why you spearheaded this effort to put the CD compilation and DVD compilation together.
Well, it actually started 2 years ago when I first learned about the diversion and started going to events, and I picked up some buttons and that said, you know, no diversion. And so I was walking around town and going to events with my buttons on my jacket or whatever, and people would come up to me and say, "Oh my God, this is terrible. We can't have this diversion. We've got to do something. Please tell us what we can do to stop this diversion." And so I started thinking, you know, what kind of community events might help spur this effort, and I'm a real music lover, and so I thought of a music CD. And then a year ago I got to see Allison and Peter Bill's films about the Gila River, and decided, well, we need to include those also.
All right. So you put this, you were sort of the organizer, coordinator, yes, for this compilation. So tell us about the music. Let's talk about the music first. What do we have?
Well, we had so many great musicians offer their music, and we included everyone that we could. We have Andrew Dalbadine, Ron McDonald, Ron McFarlane, Charlie Alfaro, The Fiddle Club, Barbie Williamson, Daniel LaBrake, did I say Greg Renfro? Michael Cook, Wally Lauder, Gordie Headley, Peggy Hunter Edmister, Bayou Seco, Silver City String Beans, Azima Anderson, and Paul Pino. So a fabulous group of musicians, and it took us a year to do all the organizing and gathering to put it together, and I think it's a fabulous group of songs.
Right, and so these are all local musicians, is that right? Except maybe for...
Paul Pino is from Albuquerque.
Okay.
So, yes, the rest are all local musicians.
Okay, and all the songs are inspired by the Gila River?
All the songs are inspired by the Gila River, and they're donated with all rights for us to use to raise money to fight the diversion and save the Gila River.
Okay, and what kinds of music? Because it's actually a very varied collection of music and different interpretations, right, of how these musicians may interpret their feelings towards the Gila River.
We have some deep and soulful folk music. We have some kind of rocky music that you could dance to. We have some country music, some bluegrassy music. Not quite sure what you would call Bayou Seco.
Folk, I would say folk maybe
music,
too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And we have some Paul Pino's song is rather country western. Definitely a rocking song.
And a fun song.
And a fun song.
So, great. And so maybe you could tell us a bit more about Saturday night. And we do have some of these musicians are going to be performing Saturday night, right, at the Wild and Scenic Film Fest?
Yes. I'm not completely informed about who's performing, but I know that... Greg Renfro is performing with Charlie Alfaro, and that Azima Anderson is performing. And
let's see, we also will have Barbie Williamson and Peg Edmister. And let's see.
And the Big Ditch Crickets will be covering the song for the Fiddle Club since... Ella passed away last week and will not be able to perform.
Right. So, format, I gather, is going to be films and then musicians in between film segments. Is that right?
Yeah. We'll do some intro with music when guests are arriving, and then between films, we'll also have live performances to keep the energy going throughout the night.
Okay, that's great. So, Joni, tell us about the films on the DVD.
Okay, the main one that I wanted to have is The Gila River Is in Our Hands, which was a film made by Allison and...
Gila Conservation Coalition.
And the Gila Conservation mm-hmm. Coalition. And it really lays out the whole story of the Gila River and the threats against it. We're also having a 22-minute film on a trip by Dutch Salmon down the Gila River and telling his story of how he's worked to defend the Gila River from a couple of dams, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And then the third film is by Peter Bill, and I forget the name.
Yes, Burn to River.
And it's really impressionistic and very beautiful.
Peter Bill, for those of you who are familiar with his work, does amazing time lapses. And this film won Best in Show at the Gila River Festival 3-Minute Film Festival a couple years ago. So he was gracious enough to allow us to include that film on the DVD compilation. So Joni, tell us more. How much does it cost? How can people get a copy?
All right. Well, we will be selling the CD-DVD set for $25, and I believe there's a discount for GCC members, so $20 for GCC members, and we should have it Saturday night, God willing.
That's right. I think we better get on the phone and get it express mailed today if it isn't already being express mailed. Okay, so people can come Saturday night and get that, pick up their copy. If you come Saturday night, fill out your free raffle ticket. You can also potentially win a copy of the CD-DVD. And then also contact GCC after the fact, either through our website or stop by the office and get your copy.
And, of course, it will be available at other GCC events, such as the Gila River Festival in September.
That's right. So Joni, tell me this. I mean, what's your feeling about, how efforts like this can inspire people to take action on behalf of the Gila River or the environment or really any cause? I mean, this, when you were in Arkansas, I believe you were involved in a similar effort many years ago to use music as a means to inspire people to get involved in an issue.
Yes. I think that many people in their homes forget about the world outside, and this is a way to have something that you can listen to, something you can watch that can or remind you of the importance of what's going on out there. And the films will lay out the issues very clearly, and the songs will help inspire feelings of awe and our need to keep the river free. So I think it's the combination of the music and the films will say a lot and keep people connected to what we need to do to fight this diversion.
That's right. So was there anything you'd like to say that we haven't talked about on the CD-DVD compilation?
I would just like to thank all the musicians of Southwest New Mexico who have supported us, who have gifted us with their music, who have performed songs about the Gila River and told their audiences about it. I was at a performance last Friday where Greg Renfro spent 3 or 4 minutes talking about the Gila River and how important it was. So I'm so grateful to all these musicians and performers for keeping the Gila River foremost in the public's mind.
And then there were a number of people that were involved in the production of the CD. Would you like to thank those folks?
Yes, I would really like to thank Kyle Johnson of Gila Mimbres Community Radio for helping us out. He was part of the committee that has worked for the last year to gather and prepare this music, and Daniel LeBrake for mastering the CD at Trogon Records. He did a fabulous job, always with a smile, never complained.
And Greg Renfro helped out as well.
Greg Renfro also helped other artists prepare their songs, and
Yeah, and also Peter Bill WNMU, yes. Expressive Arts Department, helped make the DVD master of all the films.
Which saved us a lot of money, so
right.
We're very grateful to Peter.
That's right. Anybody else? There are probably folks we're
yes.
forgetting, but they
yes.
are all thanked on the CD. And
yes.
Well, Joni, thank you so much for telling us about the CD DVD. We are going to shift gears here a bit. Claire and Joni's, I want you to stay here, but we have Andrew Dalberdine and Azima Anderson with us today, who are going to share with us songs that are on the CD and some of the songs that will be played Saturday night. So with that, we'll be right back with Earth Matters after this short break. Stay with us. Welcome back to Earth Matters here on KURU 89.1 FM. This is Allison Civic of Gila Resources Information Project, and I'm your host for today's program. And I am joined here in the studio for this second half of Earth Matters today by Andrew Dalberdine and Azima Anderson, two of our local songwriters and musicians who perform here in the area and are featured on the new Gila River CD music compilation entitled Wild Gila Forever Free. And as we talked about in the first half of our show, we have a big event on Saturday night, the Wild and Scenic Film Festival, and release of the new CD, DVD, and a lot of our local musicians featured on the CD are going to be playing Saturday night. So 6:30 p.m. up at the Buckhorn Opera House. So with that, Andrew looks to be set up here in the studio, and that sounds beautiful. Andrew,
thank you, Andrew, and for our next.
Andrew has two very beautiful songs on the CD, the first one being River Song. Maybe, Andrew, you could tell us a bit about your inspiration for that song before you share it with us.
Sure. River Song I wrote a long time ago. The other one on the CD is a brand new song, but this one I wrote about 10 years ago, sitting down by the Gila River, which is where half of my songs came from. And it's just kind of a little meditation, I think, on some of the benefits I've received from being by the river, being with the river. It's just ways that it's so healing, I think, for us as human beings to be with that wild nature, especially in such an amazing, beautiful place like the Gila River. And so, yeah, it's just a simple song, I think, contemplating on that, those benefits that the river gives us like that.
Okay, whenever you're ready.
Dip your toes in the river, my friend. Let your clothes drop down. Step in. Let the clarity begin. Current will sweep away confusion, wash away illusion. In this valley, the river winds through you and me. To the place I wanna be. Here in the river song, all day long. The river here and gone. Dip your toes in the river, my friend. Let your clothes drop down and then splash in. current will sweep away confusion, wash away illusion. In this valley, the river winds through you and me to the place I wanna be. A leaf in the river song all day long. The river here and gone.
Wow, Andrew, that's such a beautiful song.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Such a beautiful song. Wow, so Azima has done a song called Untamed Gila. Azima, you produced it, recorded it, and produced it in Nashville, is that right?
Yes. I was really fortunate. I finished writing the song about a day before I recorded it, and I happened to be driving through Nashville at the time, so I had a contact there, and I called them, and I said, if I finish this song in time, can you record it for me? And they said, sure, and they pulled together these incredible musicians, and I was so grateful.
It's a great song.
Thank you.
It's a great song. So today you're here in the studio with your guitar, and what can you tell us about Untamed Gila?
Well, I used to live on a river. I used to live on the Mousam River in Kennebunk, Maine. And I was just mesmerized by the tidal flow and how the scenery changed all the time. And in Maine, you get spoiled because there's so much water. And here, just realizing how special the Gila is in its rarity and how life springs up all around it, I wanted to write about it. And as a shamanic healer, I believe that nature is alive and nature is a being. And so I wanted to personify the Gila. So you'll hear me refer to the Gila as she.
Okay.
Wild blue races cross a rocky floor. She weaves and winds and flows. The cover of canyons splashes as she goes. She ran as Akimel, she rode as Rio Azul. The healers had many names. Flowing free in New Mexico, she will not be tamed. Arizona dammed and starved her, stole her sacred stream. Rapids just a trickle from her banks, I hear her scream. She ran as Akimel, she rode as Rio Azul. The healers had many names. Flowing free in New Mexico, she will not be tamed. Understand her, how can they command her? Texas wants more, now the Rio Grande's drained, and you know they don't fight fair. An eye for an eye till the river's dry, who looks out for her share? She ran as Akimel, she rode as Rio Azul. The healers had many names. Flowing free in New Mexico, she will not be tamed. Flowing free in New Mexico, she will not be tamed.
Very beautiful. Thank you, Azima. So we're going to shift over back to Andrew Dahlberdeen. So that was just Azima Anderson playing Untamed Gila. That's one of the 17 songs featured on the new Gila River CD-DVD compilation entitled Wild Gila Forever Free. And Azima will be playing that Saturday night as part of the Wild and Scenic Film Festival up at the Buckhorn Opera House in Pinos Altos. That starts at 6:30. Admission is $10 for GCC members, Gila Conservation Coalition members, $12 for non-members. Students are free. And for those of you who would like to become a GCC member, the admission price and combined with a membership is $20. So Azima has Untamed Gila, and like I said earlier, Andrew Dalberdine has two songs on this CD compilation. The first one that he just played for us, River Song, and the second one, which is actually the first one on the CD, entitled Gila Gold. This song is also on the film The Gila River Is in Our Hands, and that film is on the DVD part of this compilation. So you get the song twice on the same compilation here. Andrew can maybe tell us a bit about his inspiration for this song when he's ready.
Sure, yeah. So Gila Gold is a song that I wrote last year. Yes, I was... I've lived on the Gila River most of the last 6 years. My daughter was born there by the river, and my son's name is River, and we have a strong connection with the Gila River. Yeah, it was just one morning, I think. I was sitting by the river and suddenly felt the heaviness of the idea of a Gila River diversion, and kind of imagined not having that river there. So this song came out of that feeling. And I think it contains both some of the love that I have for the river and some of the, you might catch in the chorus, just talking a bit about people making decisions that, well, maybe you will or won't catch it. I'm not going to spell it out. But people making decisions without regard for the long term and, you know, thinking about a place to have for our daughters. That's one of the lines in the song is, are we going to have a place for our daughters, for our children? So, yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot in this song for me, and after I wrote the song, I realized right away it needs a cello. I've never played with a cello before, but then I thought, my neighbor Orion McDonald is a great cellist, and so it finally inspired me to go knock on his door and ask him to play with me, and so he did on the recordings, and he's been playing with me some. It's been great.
All right, so this is Gila Gold by Andrew Dalberdine.
Here we go.
On summer, 5 years old, you know, that's where the beauty lives. River flows, toss your clothes, sink your toes in the mud. That's where the beauty lives. Pouring gold from the mountains of old through the desert. That's where the beauty lives. Watch it trickle, watch it grow, watch it overflow us with beauty. Pinocchio, Pinocchio, still can't see past your nose. The two-legged beast never understood the gold. The blood of your mother is gold. The tears of your father. Some things can't be sold. Some things can't be sold. Ooh. ribbon of life, how you cut like a knife through our desert sorrow. Ribbon of life, you cut like a knife through our sorrow. Ribbon of life, cut like a knife through our desert sorrow. Ribbon of life, cut like a knife through our sorrow. Pinocchio, Pinocchio, still can't see past your nose. The two-legged beast never understood the gold. The world of your waters is gold. A place for our daughters is gold. Some things are so old. So
thank you, Andrew. That was beautiful. Very beautiful. So we will be right back with Earth Matters after this short break. Stay with us, and we'll have Azima Anderson and Andrew Dalberdeen with us in the last segment of Earth Matters here on 89.1 FM KURU. Wow, live radio is fun.
Exciting.
It's fun and exciting. So welcome back to Earth Matters here on KURU 89.1 FM. This is Allison Civic of Gila Resources Information Project, and I'm your host for today's program. I'm joined here in the studio with Andrew Dalberdeen and Azima Anderson, and they've just performed for us their songs that appear on the new Gila River music CD and film DVD compilation entitled Wild Gila Forever Free. I had a question for both of you, just getting a bit philosophical. I asked Joni this earlier, but, you know, what are your thoughts on music and film and really art as a way to inspire people to take action on behalf of the places they love? Andrew, you talked about the Gila River inspiring you to write these beautiful songs, perform these beautiful songs. Azima, you were inspired by the river in Maine, and these beautiful places inspired you to create these songs. How can your music in turn inspire people who listen to your music?
Well, I think in general, you know, film and music, I think the things that touch hearts, and I think that's so important with issues like this. All the political activism and things we do to show people, you know, the reasons why we need to make these good choices, that's one side of things, and I think the music and the art can touch this other part of us that is about your personal connection to it and your love, your love for nature, your love for your places for your family to be. These things, I think they can wake that side of people up to where we can put those both of those things together and create a strong message. And so I do think these things have a lot of power in that way. Sometimes, you know, people can see written bulletins and things and it's hard for them to latch in, but a song can connect them or a movie can really touch their heart in a way that they walk out of there and they want to make sure that they're going to make a stand for something. They're going to make sure that we have these places, you know, for our future generations, for ourselves, and for, you know, all of our relatives, the animals and the plants and all that. So I think they're really important, and I think they're powerful in that way.
Azima.
I think there's a lot to be said for art for art's sake and people just losing themselves in the art itself. But in these days of environmental chaos and chemtrails and lots of devastation, I think the artists have a responsibility to not only serve themselves in their creative process, but to serve each other and the environment. And I look at somebody like Michael Moore, who's raised lots of awareness of various subjects, and Al Gore's Inconvenient Truth that woke up a lot of people to global warming. And that's where my songwriting is directed right now, is in service of causes that need to be addressed right now.
Yeah, I really admire artists, musicians, the visual artists, performance art. I mean, to me, I think it just really helps us see these issues and the world around us through a different lens. And artists really help us do that. And I think that you both and all of the songs and beautiful songs that have been included here on Wild Gila Forever Free really give us that window, give us that lens on the Gila River from all of you. And I just thank you for inspiring us and including these songs on the DVD. So we're going to acknowledge here at the end of the show a special person to us, Ella Kirk. You know, as most everybody knows here in our community, last week we lost three of our best and brightest, three students from Aldo Leopold Charter School, Ella Myers, Michael Mall, and Ella Jazz Kirk. And we've been talking about Saturday night's Wild and Scenic Film Festival, and Ella Jazz was going to be participating in Saturday night's event, not only as a musician performing Gila Glide by Bayou Seiko's Jeannie McCleary, but she was also going to introduce some of the films and talk about her experiences earlier this year delivering a petition to Governor Martinez to stop the Gila River diversion. And also she was going to tell people about speaking to the legislature on behalf of a bill that would have funded alternatives to a diversion and keep the Gila wild and free. And Ella was such an inspiration to all of us. And Saturday night, the Big Ditch Crickets will perform Gila Glide, and we're very pleased. They've been hard at work learning the song, and we're working with some of Ella's friends to honor her work on behalf of the Gila River. So today I would like to close the show with honoring Ella, really, and we have Andrew Dalberdine, who's written a beautiful song about Ella, and he would like to share it with us. And Andrew, if you'd like to tell us a little bit about the song, that'd be great.
Sure. This song, the night of the accident of the plane crash a week ago, Friday. I've known Ella and Patrice for quite a while, and it hit a lot of us really hard. And I went outside that night and just sang a song to Ella, and the wind was blowing in from the direction of the airport from my house from the east. And I just felt like she was listening and maybe speaking. So I caught a little song on the wind there that night, and I shared it with Patrice a couple of days later, and she really felt like it was a powerful song for her, and she sort of named it Ella's prayer song, I think, at this point. And it feels like a little prayer, you know, to Ella and from Ella, I think. And she's given us so much and given us such an example. It's a 14-year-old girl who so strongly carries this plight for the Gila and has held it up and shown us what's possible in those ways. So I gain a lot of inspiration from her around that. And I'll try to sing that song for her. And thanks, Allison.
Such such a beautiful short song you sang. Such a beautiful short song you sang here on the earth. Thank you for what you have given us. Thank you for what you have given us. Fly free, my friend, you're floating on the desert wind. Fly free, my friend, the gifts you've given never end. Fly free, my friend, you're floating on the desert wind. Fly free, my friend, Ella Jazz is on the wind.
Andrew, thank you so much for sharing that with us. That's such a beautiful song, and Ella was such a beautiful, beautiful person, inspiration to all of us. Yeah. And I appreciate you playing that for us and reminding us. And with that, I'd like to thank all of you, Claire Catlett, Joni Connors, Azima Anderson, and Andrew Dalberdeen, for being with us today and giving us a sampling of the Wild and Scenic Film Festival and music and films from Wild Gila Forever Free.
Thank you, Allison, for your commitment to the environment.
Yay. Thanks for that.
You are welcome. So join us Saturday night, 6:30, Buckhorn Opera House for the Wild and Scenic Film Festival. Thanks to our audio engineer, Kyle Johnson, and thank you for tuning in to this week's program. I'm Allison Civic, and I hope you'll join us again for next week's edition of Earth Matters here on Gila Mimbres Community Radio 89.1 FM.